Okay, let's just go into this episode knowing this is going to be a little bit messy. And that's okay. Life's messy, right? Everyone's got some level of messy in their life, and that's okay. I don't want to, especially the guy that wrote this in, I don't want to make you feel insecure. So everyone's life is going to be somewhat messy. This just happens to be your messy right now. So you meet somebody. They seem fantastic. He seems like he's way into this woman, and he finds out that she happens to be pregnant, right? That's going to add a level of complication. If the complication stopped there, maybe that could be, you know, something you could digest. It's the next part about this where it's like, is this relationship really worth continuing? And when you hear this whole story, I don't know if you're going to say yes or no, but we'll decide today with Ask My Mom on the show. Welcome.
Hi, my name's Kramer, and I am proud to admit that I am a mama's boy.
You're not just any mama's boy. You're a certified mama's boy. And this is the Certified Mama's Boy Podcast.
Yeah, September the 12th. How are you? Welcome to Certified Mama's Boy. Happy to have you here. This is our daily podcast. It's based in three principles. Live, laugh, love your mom. That means we live our lives out loud. We laugh a lot. And we love my mom, my co-host, Nancy Yancey. Hi, Mom.
Hi, honey.
I am scared that I don't care about September 11th anymore. And I know this is going to sound extremely insensitive, but let me explain, because I think I could hit people in multiple ways, like the way I said it. Time of recording is September the 11th. We record the show a day early, in case you don't know. And I am struggling today because today was the first day that I have had to talk about September 11th on the radio for 3 years, because the last 2 years have been on weekends, right? So the last time that we would have talked about it would have been in 2020. So it's been a couple of years since we've done it. And remember, like every year previous to this year, I mean, since 2020 and before, so, you know, 2001 to 2020, it felt like it was a really big deal. It felt like it was something that we needed to sit down and like take a break and like talk about where we were and like all the classic, you know, things that are said on September the 11th, right? This year, like, that just didn't feel right to me. It didn't feel right to, like, take a whole stop down and talk about September the 11th. And obviously, on yesterday's show, we didn't even mention it.
Right.
We,
yeah.
You know,
I'm always a day behind.
Right. I knew it was coming up, but I didn't think that there was really much to even really say about it anymore, you know? Like, and I hate that, but I, you know, 9/11 was the first national tragedy that I've ever lived through, right? When it comes to like big things, like I wasn't alive during Pearl Harbor, or what are some other big, you know, D-Day or
right.
Some of these other really, you know, monumental.
Yeah, most of us weren't.
Well, right. So this is like the only real national tragedy that I have to like, that I have a connection to. Mm-hmm. And this year, I just don't feel, and I don't know if it was, you know, because of COVID, I don't know if it's just the way our country is anymore, but like I just don't feel really moved by it. I'm not saying it wasn't sad. But I was just, I don't feel like it's like as, I don't, and again, just bear with me here, as big of a deal like as it was in previous years. And I don't know why I feel that way. I'm not quite sure where that feeling is coming from. Do you understand what I'm saying, Mom? Does that make sense? Like, mm-hmm.
I do. And I think as time goes on, we'll all begin to have, you know, fainter memories of it and not be connected to it, you know, not be as connected to it. And that's just what happens with, you know, the passage of time. But, you know, I don't know. Yeah, I'm still pretty touched by that.
So, like, how were you? How did you feel on today, September the 11th?
You know, it's just such a somber remembrance.
Mm-hmm.
Like those buildings burning, and you know, Jim was watching TV last night, and they were replaying all that, and the people jumping in our buildings, and I just said no. I just can't. Mm-hmm. I just can't see that anymore. I mean, it's not that you can unsee it because you can't.
Right.
But it really hit me hard. I was like, no, you know, and he changed the channel. I mean, he really didn't want to see it either.
Right.
So yeah, I think.
But is it bad though? Like, so who is it? Like, if you're still feeling very emotionally connected to it, and I'm not.
I don't think it's bad. I think it's the state of our country. You know, and we're so polarized right now. And, you know, during that time, I mean, my God, we all came together and we all loved one another. And there was such a sense of community and caring for your brother. And we all just felt like we were in it together, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And now we don't feel like we're in anything together.
Yeah. You know?
Because truth be told, we aren't.
Right.
I mean, you know, it's there's so much division in our country right now. So I think we've all somehow lost that sense of just being connected to each other as humans.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the difference is this year. We talked about it once an hour, but we didn't like really do a whole like break about it. I for some reason that was just. Like what I felt like that was like the right thing to do. Even honestly though, so we always have like the TV on too, in the background. It's on mute, so I don't really, you know, I can't really hear what's going on, but typically I'll look up at it a couple times during the hour. Not one time when I looked up was anybody talking about September the 11th on the Today Show or whatever show it's on in the morning. Like it's just nobody was talking about it.
That's very surprising.
At least when I was looking at it,
when you were paying attention,
they weren't mm-hmm. talking about it. Like it wasn't like the biggest news of the day.
And I wonder if there'll be some things on tonight, you know?
Yeah, I don't know.
Documentaries and things. I don't know. I won't be watching them.
But even like let's just say for example, I'm just going to go to like what's a bit like CNN.com, okay? Mm-hmm. And like let's just see if today they're saying anything about what we know is the biggest national tragedy. Here's what they have live updates on right now. Ukraine, Morocco earthquake. Mm-hmm. Somebody winning something. I don't even know how to say that last name. Somebody won something. Elon Musk baby, the Mask Singer.
Oh, it's not Trump, even mentioned on
it's
there?
It's about Trump. It's like the biggest story. Mm-hmm. I see nothing about, here's a story about COVID. I see nothing about September the 11th. Let me see. Nope. Hurricane Lee, Libya. I'm literally scrolling trying to find any story. Oh, here we go. DraftKings apologized for 9/11 theme. Never forget parlay bet. But that's literally
that's it.
That's all I see. Let me see if there's anything else on this page because I don't want to.
Wow. That's very surprising.
So on the very right-hand side, under headlines to catch up on, under Elon Musk confirms that he is having a third child, which is apparently the biggest story of the day. Number two is in pictures, the 9/11 photos we'll never forget 22 years later. That's literally, and that's all it says about 9/11.
Aww.
So let's go, let's do another. Let's go to Fox News, foxnews.com.
Mm-hmm.
And let's just see. Again, I'm just trying to get an idea of like where everybody is.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest headline on foxnews.com right now is Biden admin hands $6 trillion to terror-sponsored Iran for hostages in deal announced on 9/11. So that's not it.
Mm-mm.
VP Harris stunned by questions about Trump's re-election hopes. Elementary school teacher accused of raping child sent pics and talked online. I don't see, and I would think, you know, Fox News is knowing obviously for being more conservative. I would assume that like if anyone's going to be talking about it, it's going to be. And I don't see. Hang on, I'm scrolling. I don't see one word about September the 11th on foxnews.com right now. Let me keep scrolling. Hang on. No, I don't see one word about September the 11th. So I don't know. I don't know.
That's
I don't know what it
bad.
Means, you know? No,
I feel bad. I feel bad for all the families that lost their loved ones. I mean,
well, of course, but I just wonder how like over time,
as a country,
I'm just wondering how over time the day of September 11th is going to change and morph with us, you know, like I'm not feeling that immense pain and like sadness that I felt, you know, even 5 years ago when the day rolled around. So I don't know. We can talk about this on the Certified Fans page. Like, how did you feel this September 11th? Did you feel the same kind of move? Did you feel maybe different than you felt in previous? Because again, too, this was the first September 11th that we've all been in a normal routine, I would say. It wasn't a weekend for a couple of years now. And usually on the weekdays are the ones where, you're hearing the news more often, probably, or connected more to your cell phones probably during the week. And so I'm kind of wondering if you guys felt the same thing that, that I was feeling today. And again, I don't like that I feel that way, but that's just kind of like where my head's at. It just doesn't feel, and apparently the news cycle is looking the exact same way I'm feeling,
One of the most touching things about that exhibit to me was, remember the gallery of dogs, the dog heroes in that museum?
Oh, yeah. At the
the
September 11th memorial up in New York.
Yeah.
But even more recently, they have a World Trade Center in Baltimore, too. And it's the very top floor of the World Trade Center here.
Right.
And they have a tribute to the 68 people that were killed, I think. But you saw their names and the pictures, right? And everything.
Yes.
And even little kids, obviously one of the wrecks, in case geography, you're not quite sure where Maryland is, and that's okay, because I'm still not quite sure. We're right above Washington, D.C., and we're right below Pennsylvania. So obviously outside the World Trade Center, there's a plane that crashed into the Pentagon, which is, south of us. There's a plane that crashed in Pennsylvania to the north of us. So obviously there were people that were connected. There's, I'm sure, way
that lived in Maryland, of course.
Yeah. So anyway, I hope that it wasn't too traumatizing of a day for you, but I would kind of like to know how you're feeling. I'd like to get a group's consensus. So let's talk about that over on the Certified Fans page. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. We have mostly women that listen to this show, but I'm wondering how, if you're going to be able to empathize with this story. And I wasn't going to say anything about this. Because I was just like, I don't know that anyone else feels this way or will be able to comprehend this uncomfortability. But when this news story came out today, when I was prepping the radio show, I was like, okay, maybe we need to talk about this. So, I was in Ocean City, Maryland this weekend for a little yoga retreat that I left early from because it's me. and I, at one point, cause we were outside most of the day. Right. And I was with, I knew four or five of the 10-ish, 12 people that were there. And so one of these guys I have become friends with. And so obviously we talked about this yesterday. There is a level of, we talked about friendships versus, travel friendships versus, roommates and who people you want to live with. And I realize there's a whole different level of when it comes to men. And any man, it doesn't matter who it is. This guy, I've been friends with for a couple of months, but this even goes to Dan, who's been my best friend since fourth grade. I feel so wildly uncomfortable putting sunscreen on another man's back. I feel so nothing in this world makes me feel more uncomfortable than rubbing sunscreen on another man's back. And I wasn't going to say anything, but the reason I'm bringing this up on the show today is because there was a survey that came out that says that they did a poll basically of uncomfortable things.
Yes.
And 42% of men say that they are uncomfortable putting sunscreen on another man's back. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if they, this is going to be your best friend.
Your brother or
doesn't
your
matter.
Best friend?
It could be Brian Yancey, my brother. Putting sunscreen on a man's back makes me feel so wildly uncomfortable. And I don't even know why. I mean, I guess I do know why. I mean, it's a pretty sensual act, right? So this guy, and I don't think anyone listens to the podcast. So I feel what I need to do is really test the limits with these new friends that I have. I don't think any of them really engage with any of my stuff. So I'm just going to talk freely and then I'll let you know when that gets cut off. But so we were doing some outdoor yoga. He decided to take his shirt off. He's like, "Hey, really quick, can you throw some sunscreen on my back?" And I was like, "Shit, I really don't want to, but I feel like I have to. But this feels, really uncomfortable. Especially with Dan. Again, Dan, who we go, Dan and I travel some pretty tropical locations together. And he'll be like, hey, you know, and I do the same thing. Like, hey, put some sunscreen on back. Even asking him to do that feels like illegal. It feels like it's the wrong thing to ask another man to do, to put it on your back, right?
Always carry spray.
Yeah, but even that, okay, so even spray, like, you still got to ask another man to, like, spray your, I don't know. It feels really weird. Let me go through this survey, though, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about this so we can kind of understand what most men are thinking.
Okay.
So, the recent poll asked men and women if they'd be uncomfortable in a series of situations, right? One of them was applying sunscreen to the same gender's friend's back. So either, you know, man to man or woman to woman. 42% of men say that makes them feel uncomfortable. Technically, they didn't say they wouldn't do it. They just said it made them uncomfortable, right? And that's how I feel. Like, I will still do it. I mean, a man asked me to, you know, I do it every time. Brian, Dan, my new yoga friend, like, it's fine. It's completely fine. Only 10%, though, of women are bothered by doing it.
All right.
10%. So, like, y'all are completely okay with it. Why? And I'll go through some more answers in a minute of what makes different genders uncomfortable. But, like, does that surprise you, Mom, that, like, we are uncomfortable as – and I'm, you know, I, this is obviously – I'm only going to speak as a straight man. But it makes me feel uncomfortable. Does that surprise you that a huge percentage of men, you know, feel that way?
Sort of, but then again, not really. I think women in general, because we're just more nurturing in general, don't feel a strange touching other women.
Yeah.
You know, I just think that it's just part of our makeup because we hug and we touch each other,
yeah,
you know, a lot.
Guys and, don't.
You know, no, guys in general don't do that.
Sure.
Yeah.
And so, like, and you know me, like, I'm not even, like, I'm not homophobic by any means. Like, it's not even that. It's just, there's just something about, like, touching another man's naked back that, like, ask your husband that question, though. Like, I'd be kind of curious, like, if you ask your husband, like, text him right now or whatever and just say, go ask dad. We can talk about it on tomorrow's show, but ask dad how you feel about putting sunscreen on another man's back, and we can talk about that later on this week. Here's some other results for same gender situations, though. Another 42% of men feel uncomfortable having to share a bed with a male friend.
Uh-huh.
And I would feel uncomfortable. Yeah, like if Dan and I had to share a bed together, like, it would be it'd be an uncomfortable situation. I don't think Dan's trying to sleep with me. I'm not trying to sleep with Dan, but, like, it would feel uncomfortable. 21% of women, by the way, say that the same way with a female friend. So most of y'all are still pretty cool with it. 44% of men are uncomfortable at a gay bar compared to 20% of women. Mm. 48% of men say that they're uncomfortable crying in front of a male friend compared to 18% of women, you know, more so than they are.
Men aren't supposed to cry.
Right. Just to show you the gender differences here, right? 45% of men are uncomfortable saying, I love you, to a male relative compared to 17% of women. I mean, Dad and I say I love you, but I always feel like I've got to, like, force it out of him. Like, I feel like he gets a little uncomfortable saying I love you sometimes.
You do?
I do feel that way. I feel like sometimes when I say it to him, it's almost like catches him off guard that I said it, but I'm like, I mean, I don't care. Like, I'm just going to say it. 17% of men are uncomfortable hugging a male friend compared to 5% of women. And then 4% of men are uncomfortable just going to a restaurant with a male friend. So there's 4% of men that are like, no, that's gay. You know, like, I ain't going to no restaurant with no man.
What?
Yep. Hey, this is just what is the only situation, by the way, where women are more uncomfortable with men. Do you want to guess what it is?
There's
only one situation where women are more uncomfortable than men.
I have no idea.
In these same gender situations. Of all things, it's being naked in a changing room.
Oh.
67% of women are uncomfortable being naked in front of other women, while 49% of men agree. It's crazy, right?
It's probably because of the stigma that, you know, are placed on women to.
Well, I think, too, like,
body, too.
And that's true. And, like, you know, the men, the whole locker room thing, I mean, that doesn't make you uncomfortable. Seeing another man's full penis is fine, but rubbing lotion on a man's back, now that's going to a restaurant with a man. That's where you. That's where you draw the line. I just found that very interesting. Even myself, who tries to really notice, like, how I feel about things all the time. I was just like, man, it does make me feel uncomfortable too. So I totally get it. All right, let's get to our quote for today.
Okay. It relates to September 11th. When I read it, I thought about September 11th. It's from Bob Dylan. Strange how people who suffer together have stronger connections than people who are most content. And that's what I was alluding to earlier about how we all had that sense of shared humanity on 9/11. You know, we all felt the pain for each other and for ourselves and for our country. And it did bring people together. Remember how everyone in New York were just supporting each other and loving each other? And same thing in Pennsylvania. I mean, it's just a different level when you're put into a tragic situation and you feel connected to your fellow man. It's just different.
Yeah. Yeah. This has been a great quote for yesterday's show, by the way.
I told you that in the beginning.
We're always a day behind. Yeah. What do you want from us?
Keep up. Yeah.
I don't know what else we can say about it other than like it's sad that we've kind of lost that.
Yep.
You know, because I think the next national tragedy that we could assume would have been COVID. We really did. Mm-hmm. We band together there pretty nicely for like 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. It was almost like we're all great. We're all going to stay at home and do what we got to do and healthcare mm-hmm. heroes mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, like one mm-mm. store sold out of toilet paper and everything mm-hmm. went to hell, I feel like. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like everything got nasty from there on out.
We all were prepared to do that for 3 weeks.
Yeah. But
then when we reached the 3 week mark and it wasn't looking hopeful, everybody just imploded. I mean, it's just crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
COVID, I mean, just really quick, COVID almost doesn't even seem like it was like a thing anymore. Does like lockdown almost seems like that was a
so surreal.
Like a joke or something. Like
to think about it.
Did we actually live through that? Was that even real? You know?
I mean,
9/11 still feels very real. Like I can still feel that day. I can still like, I was very much, I remember where I was and like what I was doing and you know, how we all came together in terms of the quote. Mm-hmm. But like COVID does not seem real to me. Like the lockdown life part of my life. And I don't know if that's like trauma trying to like minimize it in my brain, you know, mm-hmm. that like that was actually a thing. Mm-hmm. But it was, it was different. It was
mm-hmm. even for an introvert like you, it got rough.
It pushed it, man. It pushed the limits for sure. Yeah, mm-hmm.
It's one thing to know you can, and you know, and then you can't, right?
Yeah,
it's one thing to know you can go out if you want to, and it's a totally different thing to know you can't go out if you want to.
Yeah, like if I'm totally asking to see different. People, you know, it's like it's we're pushing it.
Yep.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Care Of. Care Of is a subscription service that ships high quality, personalized vitamins, supplements, and powders conveniently to your door every single month. And if you want to make a change in your life, then you're going to have to change your habits. And you're like, oh my God, no, I don't want to. And trust me, I get it too. I love a habit, right? Like I love sticking the same thing over and over and over again. With Care Of, though, you're going to get the tools and the motivation that makes it easy for you to like, build and stick with a routine as you move through the summer into the fall, right? So as you're kind of shifting into this new fall routine, back to school and soon to be change of weather, hopefully it still seems hotter than hell outside.
So hot.
Care Of can actually kind of find out where you're at and like start your wellness journey where you're at literally. And by taking a short online quiz, they're going to let you know. And the quiz is like about your lifestyle and your health goals. And they're going to take what your life is like and where you want to go with it when it comes to your health and like build the regimen for you. That's personalized just for you. This is not, you know, this has got doctor back recommendations on it. You're then going to go through and say, yes, I want that. No, maybe I don't want to try that right now. You'll build your own plan when it comes to vitamin supplements and powders. And then, boom, every single month at your door is going to show up these little packs and powders that like is going to be easy to take. It's going to be easy for you to remember and then see how you feel. Like with their app, you can actually track how you're feeling over time and you can adjust that routine to match and change your goals as you go. It's a great program for anyone that really wants to truly think about their health. I'm a huge supplement person. So we talk a lot about supplements on the show. I think Care Of is really a great way to get a personalized supplement plan ready to go for you that's going to be easy for you to keep up with. So if this sounds like you, I want you to take 50% off your very first order And even if you're just a supplement person and like you're not like a you haven't tried Care Of yet, try Care Of for a month. This is 50% off what you're going to be paying, you know, anyway. So takecareof.com is the website. The promo code Kramer50, 50% off your first Care Of order. Takecareof.com and then promo code Kramer50.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Man, I just got done recording our big news episode, and I am so excited for you guys to be able to hear this. You know, like I said, there's been a lot of moving parts, and I have had to kind of like a lot of things have been out of my control, which, you know, I hate that. So I have had a struggle because I've been like really excited to share the news. It's kind of like the radio show. If you guys remember, even this podcast, it always goes like this. I probably get too overzealous to share news about my life. And so I'm like, let's talk about it. Then I realize, wait a minute, there's so many things that actually have to happen before we can actually get to the exciting news. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what's happened with what's going on. In case you don't know, I've said there's going to be a big life-changing announcement on this podcast, and it's going to happen. And I can almost now confirm at this point, I'm going to 80% confirm that everyone's going to find out this news a week from today. Tuesday will be the big day. Certified fans, I'm really trying, and actually this is a win-win for both of us. I'm going to try to get you guys that news before the end of the week. Unfortunately, a lot of things have to happen before we can actually give you guys the special podcast that we're doing. So behind the scenes, they're having to build out like how you guys get your own separate channel from everyone else. So my goal is that this can help us actually test it and give you guys the news before anybody else. So we can all, you know, because I want to tell people about this months ago, but you know how the world works. Everybody's got to have their say in it. Everything's got to get figured out. And like, but I can almost loosely confirm that Tuesday's going to be the big day. And hopefully what I'm hoping is certified fans, you guys are going to get the news sometime this week, through the release of our very first More Mama's Boy certified fan only podcast. So that's coming up hopefully this week, but, no matter what, in case you don't know, coming up in October, Certified Mama's Boy is going to be moving to 2 days a week. I promise you, I'm going to remind you every day. And we will be most likely, I think it's going to be a Tuesday, Thursday release schedule. Tuesday show will be available for everybody. Thursday show will be an exclusive Certified Fans only show. And I don't know. We're going to try it out and see how that feels. And we can kind of talk about it as we go. Because guess what? The beauty of it is it's our show. So if you want to become a certified fan, like in October, it's going to be, and honestly, if you want this big news before anybody else, because you know it's going to kill you. If everybody else is talking about it, like it's going to eat you alive. It would eat me alive. Like if I knew, I'm okay waiting for a surprise. Like I'm okay with, I get excited waiting for surprises. But if I know that somebody else knows the surprise before me, like that's what eats me alive, right? So text the word fans, F-A-N-S, to 888-KRAMER-8. Fans to 888-KRAMER-8. And we would love to make you our newest certified fan. I'm a little apprehensive. I'm being completely honest with you. I was hoping that when we announced this two-day-a-week system that like, oh my God, we have 500 new certified fans. Yay. We haven't had a lot of new certified fans. A lot of you guys have renewed, which has been great. Thank you, by the way, for doing that, because it's important. And you know, I know you guys are excited to get these bonus episodes too. But I don't see a lot of new people coming along. So I don't know if maybe my idea of how this was going to work was actually going to work. But I also know how how humanity works. Like anytime we announce a concert, it's like, okay, let's just say, you know, this honestly would be how this would go, because I've been doing this for so long. Jesus Christ himself is coming back, and it's a one night only show, and he's going to be here October the 18th on planet Earth, and tickets are limited, so get them today. And like about 20% of y'all would like go buy tickets today, and then like the rest of y'all would just wait it out. Because that's how it goes every single time with any other show I've ever put on. Like everyone waits very last minute. So I'm assuming that it was going to happen with certified fans too. Not to say that certified fans like Jesus Christ, but I think you where that was trying to go. Okay, so no new certified fan today, but we will spin the wheel. 445 is our certified fan of the day, and I've got 1,050 tabs open, so my computer's moving very slow. 445 is going to the lovely, somebody recent. Oh, how about this? It's Mir and Mops H, who is Marcy. I'm pretty sure that's no, it's not. Is that yours? Whose dogs are those? Is that Marcy or is that Lisa?
H would be right.
Yeah. I don't remember if that's Lisa or Marcy's dogs, but I think, I don't remember now. So, for a while there, some of you guys were creating, certified fans, out of your pets, which was amazing, by the way, in honor of, I think it was honor of Kiki too, if I remember correctly with the story. Very, very thank you. Honored to them. I'm pretty sure I don't remember whose pets they are now. It's going to drive me crazy because two of you guys have almost identical names. I can't remember which one's which. So it's either Lisa or it's Marcy. Anyway, so thankful for our certified pets, fan pets as well. Mir and Mops are going to be our joint certified fans of the day. They'll be getting the bonus episode too that maybe we can translate into to dogs for them. Or maybe you can get the human can just tell, you know, your human can just let you know kind of what's going on. Mom, let's give Mir and Mops a whoop whoop and a thank you to the whole family.
Okay. Whoop whoop to Mir and Mops and their fam. We're so happy you're part of our fam.
Yes, yes.
So much fun to have our fur fans. I love that.
I'm pretty sure it's Lisa, though. It's going to drive me crazy. Whichever one it is, but y'all reach out to me, so now I'm confused. You guys literally have the same exact last name. Anyway, text the word fans. Let's make you the new certified fan. F-A-N-S to 888-Kramer-8. Okay, Mom, ask my mom time. This is our advice segment we do Tuesdays, Thursdays. If you're ever going through a dilemma, you want some advice from an outside source, especially a mom of 44 years, you can go to certifiedmamasboy.com. You can submit your dilemma. My mom will read it on the podcast. She'll give you her 2 cents, and we as your podcast family will hop in as well. So, Mom, what's happening today?
Okay, this one is quite a dilemma. Dear Mama Nancy, I have always wanted a family and to find my soulmate, but I've never really found the love of my life and not been so successful with relationships until recently. I met the most beautiful girl 6 weeks ago. She is smart, driven, and fun. We hit it off immediately. The last couple of months have been the greatest relationship experience of my life. I have never been so happy. I've even thought this may be the one, and thought I might have a family after all. It's not love at first sight, but it's close. I think she feels the same way. But now there's a problem. She's been honest about her past. She has been with a lot of guys. I'm cool with that. But now, just a couple of months into dating, she told me she is 3 months pregnant from a one-night stand, and she doesn't even know for sure who the dad is. I think I love her. I know I want a family. I know I want kids, but I never imagined it would happen like this. What should I do? Is this a red flag and a runaway now? Or do I owe it to her and to myself to find out if this is the real thing? Wow. Ooh. Man.
End of podcast. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a good day.
Yeah. Good night. Now I'm trying to, I always try to think if this were one of my children, what would I say, right? You know, people adopt children. I mean, if you want children, I don't know how old you are.
Well, what would you say? What would you say if this was me? I mean, it's a little bit different because I don't know this guy. Yeah, I was gonna say I don't know this guy, so I don't. He could be. It sounds like he's probably on the younger side.
Yeah,
like me too. Yeah, but we're probably the same age. I'm assuming he's younger, but like, what would you say to me? Like, honestly,
well,
so I think people turn to you for like motherly advice. So like, if this was one of your kids, like, what would you say?
I mean, if she's a good match for you and you all share, you know, similar values and enjoy spending time together, I think I would say continue to spend time with her, and maybe the two of you will have a family together. You'll really have to process, though, how you'll feel knowing you're not the father, and not really knowing who is. That's a lot. That's a lot to process. I think BetterHelp may be in order to really help with that one, because that's a very serious choice that you're making there. To, you know, have a family with a girl and you haven't known her very long.
I mean, I listened to a dating book beginning of this year, and this actually isn't exactly like the situation, but basically my advice here is there's a lot of people on this planet. And I know that feeling. Like, if I felt that feeling, I know what it feels like to be connected to somebody. Mm-hmm. And it's to feel really special. And that's hard to find. It is. Mm-hmm. And when you find it, it's almost scary to walk away from it. Mm-hmm. I also don't think that you would have started the conversation the way you did if there weren't still some reservations about her. I don't think it would have mattered how many people she had been with. I think that, to me, honestly, was the bigger red flag than that she's pregnant. Mm. I think that you took time to articulate your uncomfortability with how many people she's been with says a lot. Because if you had just come and said, hey, you know, I met a girl, but she's pregnant. Is it worth being with her? I think that's one story. But I think when you come and you say, hey, there's this girl that's been with a lot of guys, and I, you know, that makes me uncomfortable. And I, you know,
well, said he wasn't uncomfortable.
Well, but I mean, I don't think you would have brought it up if you weren't uncomfortable.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You see what I'm saying? Like, if it didn't matter, you wouldn't have said it. You know? Yeah. And so I think I would just take some time here.
Yeah.
I think I would proceed with caution because I think that, and listen, I don't think there's anything wrong with, I mean, I know how I would react, you know, like when I first started dating again. It's funny because divorce is a weird thing because you grow up in a lot of ways, but like relationally, you kind of pick back up where you left off, right? So like the only way I knew how to date was like when I was 22 years old or whatever, when I got divorced. And like, so one question I would ask, and I remember we actually talked about this on the radio podcast. The question was like, I remember saying that I like asked a woman like how many guys she had been with. People were like, you asked that question? What are you, fucking 20 years old? Like, what's wrong with you? And that programming just hadn't been updated yet, because now I guess it doesn't really matter, nor did I really want to know, nor should it matter, you know? But I think I would also feel like a certain kind of way. Like if you know, a woman's like, I've been with 500 guys, like I think it would make me feel a certain kind of way. Honestly. So, I mean, this is all my point in saying like, you're already feeling all these kind of ways. Are you still going to, once the newness wears off, is this kind of stuff, is all this going to bubble to the top? And like, are you going to have problems with this later on? And I just want you to think about that. And the answer is no, then I think you can proceed. But if the answer is maybe, then I don't know if it's worth pressing forward. I'll be curious actually what people have to say on this. Like, how does that make you feel? Like, with everything that you just heard, would you recommend that he moves forward with this relationship, or maybe it's just too much? So 888-Kramer-8 is our phone number. Always love your feedback. Mom, that is going to do it for you today. I love you.
Okay, honey. Love you forever.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Text the word FANS, F-A-N-S, to 888-CRAMER-8. Text FANS to 888-CRAMER-8. Would love for you to become our latest certified fan. And I'm going to, actually, when we're done recording this one, I'm going to go edit the big news episode. So it'll be ready to go for you next week in certified fans. Hopefully you guys, I'm hoping. Again, there's so many things out of my control in this. You know I hate things out of my control. Hopefully later on this week. All right. Love you so much. And we'll do this again tomorrow.
Okay, that's it for today. Thanks for listening to my son's podcast, Certified Mama's Boy. Be sure to review and subscribe and tell your friends. Love you forever.